What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
All right, we've got Andrew from Die 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 in studio. Welcome.
I made it.
Kia ora. I've been doing the show for a while, but I think this is the first time I've had you on the radio.
I know. I think so too.
Welcome.
Well, I think we have met though. You look really familiar.
I've definitely met you around the traps.
Yeah.
Man, Die Die Die, what a New Zealand institution. What a band.
It's getting that way. Mm. Very long time. Definitely.
I mean, what is the cause for this particular show at Whammy? You're out in support of a new record.
Well, we released an album in February called This Is Not an Island Anymore, and we're actually releasing a new EP this Friday coming as well. So maybe we might play a song off that. I'm not sure, but you know, So we're doing some shows for, you know, February. We weren't really able to play many gigs in February given the global
condition. All the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys been thinking about international touring over the last couple of years? Because you are one of those bands which have had a bit of success in international markets.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of emails. Mm-hmm. We've all got, like, kids under the age of 2. So
okay, see you later, international touring.
I don't see it on the cards, but our album actually comes out in France, like properly on a record label over there at the moment. I think it comes out this week or sometime. So yeah, it's just been a bit of a crazy couple of years, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
We just thought we'd sprinkle in some breeding. Just to add some.
Now this feature is essentially a bit of a guest selection feature where we.
Well, I'm so glad to make it. Yeah. That was unbelievable. The traffic was.
You're
just
the second.
Unreal.
You know, our guest last night also said that the traffic was diabolical. I don't know what's happening out there.
Yeah, well, I live in Orake, and it's usually doesn't take me this long to get here. I'm a punctual person. I love being on time. Yes. For me to be late, this is like my worst thing.
Oh, my God. I planned my journey.
I Instagrammed you. Yeah. I called the studio. Yeah. I was like, anyway, got to let it go.
I did. I got a text from Lucy, so it was you didn't hear from us, but it was all good.
Ka pai. Awesome.
Now, as mentioned, you choose a few songs and we plug the show.
Me.
So what would you like to start with music-wise?
Well, I think I'm going to play some Pumice. Mm-hmm. They released a new couple of songs recently, and you've got it on the playlist. Car for a Kennel. It's, beautiful.
Oh,
Palmer Sakar for Kino, as selected by Andrew from Die Die Die, playing a show at Whammy on September 30th, which happens to be a Friday night.
Yeah, there's 20. It got moved to this because it was meant to be last month, but one of us got COVID. There's 20 tickets left until it's sold out.
20 soon. Tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, 20 tickets if you can go and see Die Die Die. Yeah. Who's playing with you on the night?
There is Swallow the Rat and Repairs.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Swallow the Rat, bring it live.
They do. So do Repairs. We managed to, I'm so stoked to see both bands.
Mm-hmm. Going back to you guys recording new music, you've been around for a while, obviously.
Yeah.
You must know the craft of recording. Do you guys go into a studio, or is it something you knock together?
Yeah, we did. Home? We recorded this, well, the EP, which is coming out on Friday, and the album. We recorded at Roundhead with Stephen Maher.
Yes.
And so that was at Roundhead and also at Earwig Studios on the shore.
Yeah, Earwig's classic, eh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Man, it's
funny. I kind of wish I'd done the whole record there. Yeah. It's so cool.
He's a dude. It's the guy from Super Turtle, eh?
Yeah. Darren.
Yeah. It's definitely a vibe down there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So cool. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I really look pretty fondly on the whole recording process. Mm-hmm.
Did you do it all on 2-inch tape or did you do it all on tape.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it got dumped into a computer, but it was all recorded to tape.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you think that brought to the recording?
How we planned this, the album, which is what the tour is for, we were meant to go to Chicago and record it, and then obviously we couldn't because of the pandemic. And when Lachlan...
Why Chicago? Why?
Because we recorded our first album there with Steve Albini.
Say hi to Billy Corgan and all that stuff.
He didn't actually record Smashing Pumpkins, but Nirvana. But yeah, it was... So he did our first album, and then we just really wanted to record it live to make sure everything was like a good reflection of kind of, you know, us as a band. Because, I mean, like... I don't want to say, I mean, I listened to more recent, they're still like 8 years old. But I think that we got a little bit like caught up in like layers and trying to make us sound a bit more, I don't know. I think we were just listening to too many people in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And we wanted to remain quite pure with the way we presented our music by not, you know, not fining off the edges so much. So that's what you kind of need to do live.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the whole idea for the record. And, you know, doing it live to tape was a way we could do that. And then that's why we did it around here, because they have a tape machine and Stephen was cool.
Stephen's probably a good person to work with for you guys, right?
Lovely young chap, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. What's the next tune you'd like to play?
Well, this song sort of is a bit old, but it's totally penetrated my consciousness in the last couple of weeks. It's called Laughter's Grey by Coyote.
From Dunners?
From Dunners, yep.
Doesn't matter what you say, all you do is drown on life.
just going to read this text as it has come through to 5395. Ashtray, 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 ashtray. Ask him about the time they couldn't play Off the Radar, dot, dot, dot. The legend has it a band member pushed the boat out way too far on acid.
I think we had Simon McLaren. We played two sets at Off the Radar. We did end up playing, so there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment.
Once you say it on radio, it's like...
Exactly. Forever. No comment.
Now, Andrew, die, here in studio, selecting some tunes. What would you like to play next?
I think I've chosen Low Life, Agony and Ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a band who, it's another, I'm just going to sound like someone who doesn't listen to their friends when they tell them to check out bands, because I was told to check out Coyote and I didn't. And this band, one of my best friends was like really obsessed with them and would go on tour with them. And I was basically thought they were some sort of terrible Nick Cave, junky, chic band. Mm-hmm. And they're not. And we played with them. Unfortunately, my friend pretty much is not with us anymore, but we played with them and then I saw them and I've become like really familiar with their music ever since. And I'm really glad I did, so I need to be a bit more open-minded. So this is Low Life.
Andrew from Die.
Kia ora.
Playing Whammy, September 30th. Listen to me just like plug.
I'm really appreciating it.
Now, you've got a couple of tunes selected
some
from
Die.
Do you want to give us some background on, you know, maybe where you're at when you recorded these and the what goes into the back end of all these tunes?
Yeah, okay. Well, this song, the next song is called Smelter. It's a new song, but it's also an old song. This song was released about 3 weeks ago, and it's on our new EP, which comes out on Friday. But we found this demo of the song when Lockie was in the band last time, and we just sort of would bring it back to life. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
how many demos do you have lying around go back and
revisit?
I
didn't think that we had that many, but we've actually found quite a bit. I mean, we've been a band for we'll be 20 years next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the thing. Like, we were just, I remember it was like lockdown, and I was like, just put it into like my search. And I mean, I've had the same email for a long time. I put in like demo, and then all these like demos popped up. So yeah, some really cringe moments too.
Cringe moments, but is it interesting? Do you find yourself going through a bit of a time warp and strangely getting back into a headspace that you might have been in the past?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I think like what has been so like therapeutic, I think, like for me about doing this like album and this EP is that like, A. Lockie rejoined, and like, I feel like the whole time Da 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 has been a band, we've kind of been trying to fix something, you know, or like finished business. Whereas like with this record, it was kind of like, well, you know, we actually set, other than not getting to go to Chicago because of a global pandemic, but we can't really control that. That was nothing to do with us. But it feels like, you know, we managed to go A, B, C and get it without some sort of implosion or something. So it's, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And this is Smelter.
As an international touring artist, over the 20 years, over the course of like 20 years being in Da Da Da, do you have any favorite memories from touring, or places that you toured, or audiences that just, I don't know, were super receptive and into it?
I mean, I think like when we first toured China in 2011, that was like pretty special because it was kind of pre the, you know, the big boom in the Chinese economy, and like it was pretty far.
Why did you decide to go to China?
Because there was a venue there called D72 or something, I think that was the name of it. and a really good friend, he was from the DIY scene in America, was like booking it from Beijing, and he's still over there, Nevin. Yeah, so that was pretty special. And I mean, I think that, like, I mean, you end up like taking things for granted when you've like touring and stuff, but like the very first time you even go to Australia, or the very first time you go to America or UK, it's quite special for a bunch of like kids from, well, not definitely not kids now, but like little, at the time, from Dunedin, you know. It wasn't really a, and then it was so funny, I was actually thinking about this today, like I was reading about, you know, bands from our hometown used to like go overseas once and then implode, you know, but we did it quite a lot of times, so it's like, you know, it was pretty funny. But yeah, lots of really amazing Australian shows and American shows. It was pretty cool.
What would you say are the key things a band needs to keep in mind if they're to survive an overseas tour?
That's a really loaded question. That's a very loaded question. I think, you know, remember why you're there. I think it's probably a good, I wish I could tell myself that.
Yeah.
Good, yeah, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. You don't, there's no other formal advice you want to dish out. Aspiring bands.
No one really wants to get told by someone what they can do. You have to make your own mistakes. But I mean, I think about keeping sight of what you do musically, and it's like you work really hard. You spend so long with your friends in your basements, and you know, doing these really sacrificing, and then, you know, to blow it all on all the extracurricular stuff is quite hilarious, you know. But you know, we're all self-destructive human beings at times, so
Now, Die Die Die, Whammy Bar, 20 tickets left.
Yep.
Where can people get them?
Banished, I think. Banished Music.
Okay.
Yeah. Kia ora, or Ruben. On our LinkedIn, I think. Not LinkedIn, but I mean Linktree, that's the word.
Linktree. Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. And music, any physical stuff in the works?
Yeah, there's a like 23 copies actually left of our new EP, which comes out on Friday. We've pre-sold most of them.
Oh, 23 left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a really small limited vinyl run of like transparent yellow vinyl, and we've still got some not that many vinyl copies of the album. It's been really cool.
Nice one. Hey, Andrew from Die Die Die, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for being so patient with me.
Oh, that's all right, man. The traffic around here is, you know, you never know. It's I can't get a park, or the traffic getting here is, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Let's go out on Vanish. What can you tell me about this song?
Well, this is Vanish, but that's my hometown, Marcus. It's we actually wrote the song at our first band practice after the first lockdown, and we listened to that Marcus Lush interview with some bunch of people talking in Dunedin about mispronunciation of Te Reo and Dunedin neighborhoods, and it just reminded me of, you know, the seedy underbelly of growing up with. So we wrote a song about it.
We'll be right back. The Culture of Talkback Radio.
What's Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.